Going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Today's August 13th. It's 2:33 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, we can go around everybody on the call, state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Ted, you want to start for us?
Yeah, this is Ted Wheeler, and I'm present.
Jared Wheeler.
Justin Waymet.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Chrissy Barker back at the anchor location. Chrissy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, the board meeting minutes from May 14th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up?
Yeah, if you could real quick.
Okay.
I did the financials, but I didn't review this.
Okay. So first quarter financials is really what we covered. Same thing as we're doing today.
Okay. Then I'm all right with them.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Ted?
Okay. I motion to approve the minutes for
May 14th.
May 14th, 2025.
I second that motion.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. I'll quit sharing and let David pull up the quarterlies for us.
You're muted, Justin.
I think that's supposed to happen.
Oh.
Okay. So for the financial statements as of June 30th, 2025, and starting in the balance sheet, we have recorded as a developer advance receivable of $5,000 and accounts payable of $9,500 in the general fund. That $5,000 was just accrued for audit fees related to the 2024 audit for work that would be done here in or to be completed. In the debt service fund, we have a total of $2.2 million, $13,000 in checking, and the $1.3 million almost in the bond fund, and $958,000 in the project fund, or excuse me, the reserve fund. Apologies. In the capital projects fund, we have the project fund, $23,600. In the general fund, we have had $8,700 or $8,800 rounded of expenditures for the year of the $52,000 we have budgeted, split between legal and accounting, and both are coming in under half of what we've budgeted for the year. So we're still pretty good on the budget there. Developer advance, we've had $4,200. And we have a negative funding balance just because of that accounts receivable, the accrual that we have for the audit fees. And
what was the developer advance?
So we accrued audit fees estimating $5,000 for that. And since the developer pays for those administrative costs, we had to accrue a developer advance receivable also for that. Otherwise, the state kind of gets really upset with us about having a negative fund balance.
I gotcha.
Okay. Okay. But great question, though. I appreciate that. Let's see. In the debt service fund, we have had property tax revenues $600, interest income $41,177, and bank fees $15 related to those paper statements. So we'll see those removed starting in Q3.
Okay.
And then that gives us an ending fund balance of $2,249,927.
Did the interest rates fall that far that we were off from 71 to 41, or was it less money in there? I don't think we spent any money in this quarter.
Well, budgeted, we have 71,000 for the entire year. And up to this point, we're so we were kind of conservative on the estimate. So, you know, if the interest rates continue, we'll We'll be able, probably $10,000 to $15,000 more than what we had budgeted.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Thanks, David.
Yep. In the capital projects fund, we've had interest income $400 and ending fund balance of the $23,600 that we looked at earlier. And then let's just jump down to the end here. For 2025, we do have, so the principal and interest payment was scheduled July 1st, so that would have already been paid, but it's not part of this this schedule here. But going back up to the to here, that would have been pulled from this bond fund, which is generally capitalized interest. So after that payment, we'd have another $600,000 for the next payment for the next year. Just wanted to just kind of bring that to you guys' attention and kind of let you guys look at the schedule here too, to kind of bring it up just so that we're aware of where payments we have that. So this was the current year, and then that next year will be covered from that bond fund.
So okay, we just pulled up the off the tax commission. So for this year, it looks like they're proposing we're going to get $105,000 in property taxes. So what David's saying is we only have $600,000 was taken. So we really have a little over $600,000. So that'll cover next year. So we need to be starting to think about the 27 payment.
Nice.
If that makes sense. Now, we still have some in the reserve, right, David?
Correct. Let me go back up there. We have the reserve, and then, so like you're saying, $100,000 was budgeted for this year, and then the next year, we'll anticipate that going up also based on the additional construction and completion of that. So that would help. But yeah, definitely we want to watch that closely as
we've got 2.5 years with the reserve fund, approximately 2.5 years worth. So just keep that in mind. Just let us know if progress is getting too far behind or if you're ahead. So all that'll work.
So Finley starts paying some of this, don't they, now?
That's for sure. Where does the sales tax revenue that's coming into the city that they're supposed to be crediting back for this get displayed at? When I was talking to Jeremy.
I don't think Honda.
A separate agreement, Jared?
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
And then is everyone after?
Yeah.
I thought that we had to put that into this to make it work.
Property taxes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone after that builds, then we get a percentage of. Okay. Never mind. The first dealer that's in there that's selling right now is excluded from that. So never mind.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys have a side agreement with the city.
We do.
With you guys as the development group, it doesn't flow through the district. So it wouldn't be part of these financials.
So the checks that we're receiving from Washington County Treasurer, what are those? I have a check for $282.78. That's in the next quarter.
That is, we're recording that as property taxes. That will be either someone that's paying it from the previous year that's just late in paying that. Potentially some of it actually might be a sales tax that gets allocated to the district, but usually when they do have that, it's pretty small. But you, like you said, $200 is pretty small. So
it could this could be the property that closed just. Well, no, it closed in January, so it could have been prorated for the year.
So I guess there's the potential that someone could be paying early too. Yes. Generally speaking, how it's going to work is January 1 of the year, they'll go out and do an assessment of the property. And then by, you know, June, we're updating the tax rate for the district. And then property tax notices are mailed out to the property owners. And then the final bill will go out, I believe, October 1st timeframe, somewhere around there.
Due November 2nd.
Yep. And then we'll start seeing those property tax payments come in for that year.
Okay.
Ted, that $2 check had to have been somebody paying late.
Well, it's not two. It's $282.
Oh, it's $280. Yeah, it's somebody who paid late. So,
well, what if a property closed in January of 2025? They would have paid a prorated property tax.
Yeah, they pay very little. That's why they would pay very little. That's why it'd be so low.
So I think it was it closed like on the 4th of January or something. So
Ted, normally that would make a difference if we were buying it from an actual landowner. The problem is we got the patent, and so there wasn't any property taxes prior to that.
That's true.
So the prorated amount doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
It's that January 1 snapshot. So if it's not completed or sold as at that time, then
To me, what it sounds like is they assess a penalty for any day that you're late, and that to me, that's just the assessed penalty.
Could be, yeah.
But I'm sorry, I'm sure I missed this, but how much have we brought in year to date, or I should say from last year to this year, how much have we actually brought in sales tax, or excuse me, in property tax?
In property tax, let me dig into the system here.
And then my follow-up question, which while you're looking for that, is probably more of a DA Davidson question, but what were we budgeted to bring in on the bond schedule? And how far are we off between what we were expecting to bring in and what we did bring in?
Let me see if I can find the forecast.
You sneak into this meeting, Greg, and just throwing out all sorts of questions.
He is. Look at him.
Love it. Love it.
Well, I got a call from DA Davidson that was talking to me about the total amount of funds rated brought in from property taxes. One of their bond holders was asking questions, so I'm just regurgitating some of those.
Okay. So yeah, for the current year, like what we're looking at here, we've had $606 plus that $200 what he was talking about collected so far and paid to the district. Let's go to last year.
Budgeted to bring in $12,300, which we still will probably get by the end of the year based off of Finley's property taxes and the raw land holdings of some entities.
So, right. Greg, two different things.
Okay.
So this property tax that we're estimating is based on what we see from the county and the state. It's not what was in the financial forecast. So separate out.
That's yeah. So this budget is numbers. This budget is not their budget. The right. other question
it
is,
wasn't the forecast.
So is this, does this budget only take into consideration the additional mill rate that we added on the district, or is it all property taxes?
It would be all of it. So it's the mill levy that is applied, but we also get a slice of what they called fee in lieu. And that's just, well, there probably wouldn't be a lot inside of the district, but it's stuff like if you have trailers and ATVs and all of that kind of tax goes into a big pot.
Yep.
And so everybody inside the county kind of divvies it up.
Yep.
So that's why you'll see school districts and water districts raise their tax rate every year, because they get a bigger piece of that pie by them increasing. So some of the property tax will come in that does that.
So if
But
I'm
yeah, the
specifically
bulk.
talking about paying off the PID bonds, that comes from not only the additional mill rate that we levied, but also a small percentage of property taxes generated in general.
Yeah, the bulk of it's going to be from
The mill rate.
the mill levy.
The mill levy, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and so where can we find
Slide.
what the our expected mill rate is for this year?
Well, the mill rate is set at the four.
Yeah, but did you
So
budget that out to an actual number?
for this year, yeah, based on the assessed value, it's $105,411 is what the tax commission is saying we should receive.
105, based off of the what we'll call it 5 lots that we've sold and one building that exists.
Yep. And that gets back to what David was talking about. So January 1st, the county auditor goes out and takes a picture at 12 noon. That's what the whole year's assessed values are based on, is that one time and place. So what they do when they set the rate is they go back and they look at what the history has been for the collection rate. So I'm looking at it, the 5-year average. Excuse me, just moved to 95.59%. So what the assessed value that the tax commission and the county assessor and then the county auditor went through, the total assessment this year for the district, once they factor everything in, was $26,352,825.
What
So
about
that's what
the
they
total
based
value
the
of the land?
four mills on.
Yeah, but some of that land doesn't actually even pay property tax because it's still owned by the state. Or no, you're saying this is the lot
This is
the
just the
finished lot.
closed
This
property. Is taxable. Yep.
Okay, I'm on the same page. Now let me have a one or two follow-up questions then. So you said at the end of this year we should have brought in around $104,000 is what our mill rate will generate for the district. What do
Yes.
we need to, what's our expenditures? So what's the difference between what we're bringing in tax revenue and what our expenditures are every year?
So right now, the bond payment is, what was it, David? 640?
630 or 640. 30.
631,000, just under 631.
So, but Greg,
Yep.
we've got about 2.5 years that are in the bond fund and the reserve fund, because in the financial forecast, they knew we weren't going to get 630,000 by
I
this
understand
time.
this. I understand
Okay.
this. But
Okay.
in 2 years' time, we're going to have a shortfall if we don't have approximately 6 times the amount that we have right now. So if
Yes.
in 2 years to 2.5 years, if we don't have five to six operating dealerships, we're going to experience a shortfall. And I think that's probably what this board needs to understand. Right?
Yep.
So,
And I
and
think
just.
that's why David went down to the schedule to show
Yeah.
when the payments were going to kick in and how much and when principal kicks in, yada, yada, all that.
Yeah, and I was hopping on as that was all being discussed, and I just wanted to make sure I was clear on the actual revenues compared to expenditures. And now
Right.
it's clear.
Okay.
And just looking at what was or budgeted for last year, we had the 12,377 is what we had as projected revenues from the state there or from these property taxes. And then for this current year, jumping up to 100,000 will be very helpful as long as it stays on that trend like that. So.
Now, I hate to ask this question, but what happens in the event of a shortfall?
I would have to look through the indenture, but because we're the limited tax general obligation, nothing comes back on the developer.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
The district would just have to pay when we get funds coming in.
Okay. So
That's literally
it goes into arrears
the
of
only
some.
regress to the bondholders.
Yeah, so our payment goes into arrears and we have to dig out of that. And that's why they give us the extra 5 years of buffer or whatever that 10 years of buffer at the end, the tack on to the end of the bond. to catch up to our
Basically.
arrears, and we probably accrue interest during those arrear years on top of what we didn't pay.
Right, you do.
Correct, yes.
That's
It
right.
goes up to 40 years.
Yeah. And we and my point is we accrue interest on what we didn't pay as on top of what we owe. So
Right.
we're essentially borrowing from ourselves. We have a 10-year buffer to borrow from ourselves in order to make our payments as we can make a payments.
Right.
That's how I understood it. I just wanted to make sure I'm understanding it correctly.
Hey, David, could you track down the financial forecast from the forecasting side of CLA for us?
Yeah, let me
I
see
don't
if
have
I
a copy.
let's see here.
Also work with DA Davidson because I know that we're getting close. If we can add more infrastructure in, I think you can refi this payment, this bond as well.
We can, David, pull up when you've got to get through the that capitalized interest period. So it looks like so we did it in 23, should be around 28 to 29 when we could do it. Again, we'd have to in the indenture it lists all that, Greg. So
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm happy to hear that we're bringing in 104,000. It's not nothing, and we'll
yeah.
grow that out, and it'll keep going. So.
Let's double that before next year.
Oh man, you know it.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, and this, come on, if it'll go. Yeah. July 1st, 2028 is when we can first start to refinance the bonds.
But then we have a 3% premium of whatever's remaining on the bond.
Correct. And if you wait a couple more years, it goes down 1% per year.
That's nice to know as well. If rates plummet and we're at a 6.75 and they drop down to a 4, it makes sense to pay a premium and even roll the premium into the new bond if we had to, kind of thing. So,
Right.
okay. Okay.
And then let's see, Michael, you were asking about the forecast, right?
I don't think we need to go through it. Let's just, if we can get a copy of it.
I'll send you a copy of this. Okay,
Well, it's
perfect.
clear. It's clear to me now.
Okay.
I'm good on all my questions.
Okay. So do you guys want a copy of the forecast or no? Should I send it
I
down?
would like a copy of the forecast.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll
Send
send that out to the
me
group.
one, David. Perfect.
Okay. I guess with that, are there any other questions you guys have on the financials?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
No
If
other
there's no other
questions.
questions, what I need then would be a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Greg.
I can second it.
Thanks, Justin. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything that I have. Do you guys have anything for us?
I
If
don't think.
not, Ted, if you want to hang on for just a minute after, we can walk through that quarterly report, whatever questions you have.
I think it was all covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're good. I can send it for signature
Yep.
with what I've got. Okay, I'll send it to you. All
Well,
right, what I
did
would
you
need
get? I
then.
sent you an email updating lot one.
Okay,
Did you get
I'll,
that?
if I hadn't seen it, but I'll include that, make those revisions, and then I'll send it to you.
So, Greg, I put that Starbucks and Mercedes-Benz factory charging station will be pending on lot one. It should be under contract shortly.
Yeah. I mean,
Greg, I sent you that lease as
I've
well.
spent my life in real estate. I don't count my chickens before they hatch, but if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. But yeah.
Well, he just wanted an updated schedule. So that's the
The
update.
second quarter quarterly report that's due, so.
I have reasonable expectations that it will happen.
Nice. Good. Okay. Last thing I would need then, if nothing else, is a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
Thanks. Thanks, Ted.
Second.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's you.